So this is Jeff Harmon sitting here with the one and only Jacob Watson, 2009 Tiger Tunes host. How are you today, Jacob?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It is a privilege to sit here before you, a well-known name among the Watchdog community. So we're just going to talk today a little bit about Tiger Tunes and being a host. So, Jacob, you're a music major, correct?
Correct.
And so maybe tell us about some of the productions you've been at here in OBU.
Oh, man. Like specific productions?
Yeah, just whatever.
Okay. Well, coming here, like, the first thing I did was Alice in Wonderland, which was just a really short one-act opera that I played the Mad Hatter in that, and that was extremely fun for me to do.
That was funny.
That was a lot of fun. And then we went on to do Once Upon a Mattress, which was interesting. It was a fun experience, I guess. I had a fun role in that. I got to play kind of a jock kind of character who's an idiot. That tends to happen to me a lot, I think.
Yeah.
And then sophomore year, last year beginning, we did Pirates of Penzance, and I had the lead tenor role in that, in which I am a really young and naive child. But it was really fun. It was just extremely overdramatic. And then last year we did Thoroughly Modern Millie, and I played Trevor Graydon, who's the big guy on campus kind of thing. It was fun.
Yeah. Very cool. So, I guess as a this is your first time to be a host, right?
Technically. Last year I was supposed to be a host, but due to certain circumstances.
Which will go unspoken today.
I was unable to partake in being a host.
Excellent.
As of last year.
So this is your first time to be a host.
To be on stage, yes.
Right. So how does that compare or contrast with maybe the preparation that goes into being on stage?
It's about the same time commitment. Tiger Tunes is actually a little less. It's a little low stress for me. It's pretty exciting to be able to put something that big up and not be that stressed about it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's also very different for me because I'm used to kids who are used to performing their entire lives and going to rehearsals all the time. And so we'll go into rehearsals and things will be a lot different than what I'm used to.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't necessarily get frustrated, but it's a lot different than what I'm used to. But it's grown me a lot in that sense that you can still have fun and get things done too.
Very cool. So, for those of us who might not know a lot about it, could you maybe describe in detail the work that goes into just normal everyday practice as a host?
Okay, a typical rehearsal, we'll get there around 8. We'll do some warm-ups, we'll do some vocal warm-ups for about 10 minutes, and then we'll do some body warm-ups, we'll do some stretches and some dances to get warmed up. So that'll be about 8:30 when we actually get started on rehearsing. And we'll usually do choreography. We'll go over what we've already learned, just to keep it ingrained in our minds as much as possible, and then we'll learn something new for about an hour. And then, depending on if we all need to stay, which usually we do, we'll clean up some more stuff as far as choreography, and then we'll have 30-minute music rehearsal on anything we have to rehearse.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. It's usually 2 to 3 hour rehearsals. It's about to get a lot worse, but
right. Yeah.
Typical regular rehearsals, 2 to 3 hours.
That's just an insane amount of work for the normal person, and you're involved in other productions right now as well, is that right?
Yeah.
So, you got a lot on your plate right now.
I do.
3 more weeks, though, and
one of them will be
done. Yeah, one of them. It'll all be worth it.
Yeah.
So, is there, like, a person that's in charge of practices or student worker?
Usually we have a student director, but this year we opted to not have one of those so that we could kind of depend on each other to be the leaders. And that's been I think that's been a great thing. But this year we have something a lot different where we actually have a choreographer who's on campus who's with us at every rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And she kind of takes over the lead position. That person's Grace Whitaker. She's fantastic. She transferred in from Baylor last year.
Okay.
She's great. But she's kind of taking over the person, like if someone gets in trouble or does something wrong, she kind of pulls them aside and talks to them.
Right.
But at the same time, she still treats us just like we're all equal. And so it's really cool to be a part of that.
Yeah, I talked with a couple of the other hosts, and they said that probably their favorite thing about it was just the group itself. They said that the people are outstanding, and y'all have really grown. So I can imagine, without having a student director, that makes y'all a lot closer.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the whole point of student director is to take is to have someone to throw your frustrations upon, and then they take them out on every other person. But what we decided to do, we knew it was going to be tough for us, but we know each other's frustrations right off the bat. We're honest with each other. It makes us work a lot better together. We fit a lot better.
Very cool. So we talked about how you're involved in all these things. How does a student manage that time, all that time commitment that you spend rehearsing, and then you have, how many hours are you taking this semester?
16. It's kind of a low semester because of Tiger Tunes, but
with
usually
music,
17 to 18.
With music classes, that means about 30 hours.
Exactly.
So how do you do that? How do you manage that?
Oh, man. Honestly, I was really bad at it when I first got here. Mm-hmm. And so up until spring semester of last year, I hadn't really done anything about it. I just kind of tried to do it all on my own. Mm-hmm. And then last year, I really took initiative, and I started getting a hold of my teachers and having them fill out schedules for me and kind of help me organize stuff. And so now I carry around, every morning I wake up, and I have to write down exactly what I have to do the day, all the times, like 10-minute intervals, I'll write down what I have to do that the day and cross it off. And that helps me keep pretty focused, but it's still pretty tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I'm guessing with all the work that you put in, this is something that you want to do as a career-wise.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just extracurricular fun for you.
No, this is what I want to do the rest of my life.
Sweet. So you are all about the stage and all about performance.
Yes, sir. All about performance.
Very cool.
It's the best.
So to wrap this up, if you could describe this year's performance as a host, just from what you've seen, if you could describe that in one word, give me a word for the audience here.
One word for the audience.
What can we hold on to for 3 weeks?
Ooh, can I mix words?
Yes.
One word?
Yes, you can. That's encouraged.
I'm going to call it fresh exhilaratastic.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Fresh exhilaratastic.
Excellent.
There's a hyphen after fresh.
Okay. Assumed, yeah.
It's going to be a lot different than the usual Tiger Tunes, but it's still going to be really good. I'm
excellent.
Excited.
Fresh,
exhilaratastic.
Exhilarating. Perfect.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jacob. We look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.